Good afternoon. This is Brian Alvarez. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. I do apologize up front for any surrounding audio you may hear of just like traffic and cars and whatnot. I'm actually on the freeway heading back home. Some tragic news. Today, roughly in the morning, my old pastor, Pastor Heber, passed away this morning. He was, I believe, in his mid-50s. And it was tragic. We weren't expecting it at all. It's very, very sad news because I held this pastor so dearly close to me. And he's my old pastor because I was in his church for around, I would say, almost 6-7 years. And, you know, I was led to attend and serve at another church. We left in really great terms. It wasn't anything bad at all. It was just time for me to go serve somewhere else and take my gifts and talents and help out a different church. And anyways, very unexpected news. It hurts. It's still fresh. Today is March 31st, and I'm literally driving back home after I just saw the morgue take him away for preparation and whatnot. But man, if the family's hearing this, you have our support. You know, the family Alvarez, you have our support, our sympathies, and we love you guys so much. We are here for you guys in anything and everything that you guys may need. You know, this time of age that I'm at right now, I'm 28, and we're at that age where we're going to see many people pass away because we're just, time is ticking, and you know, around this age, between 20 and 30, maybe between 20 and 40, you're going to start seeing your loved ones pass away because it's just time. Time ticks. And as we get older, guess what? They get older too. And, you know, 2 years ago, my grandfather passed away. That was brutal. That was beyond comprehension. I could not. It was hurtful. It was painful. I was broken. But something significant about my grandpa and something significant about Pastor Heber is that they are both huge, huge in the ministry. They are amazing, you know, men of God that really, really taken up their cross and has helped and served many people, thousands, I would think, to find their way. They've mentored, they've, you know, took people under their wing, they've planted the seed many times, and they fulfilled their life. I know they're in a happy place because guess what? They did God's work, and they are in a phenomenal place right now with God, and they're having a feast. They're enjoying it. You know, today I was talking to one of the family members, and she said, "You know what? He won. He's there. He's winning. He's up there. We are still losing." And I'm like, "Wow, that's deep." Because to win is to be up there. That's winning. To win is, I've completed my life. Now I'm there with our Heavenly Father, and I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I am serving up there in heavenly gates. It's an amazing thing to think about it that way, and that can bring comfort. But also, it brought some light into my own life as well, because it has shown me to really appreciate life in general, to appreciate others in general, to appreciate especially my loved ones. And guys, I just want to share my thoughts real quick. I mean, I don't want to talk based off emotion. It's still fresh. Literally, I just saw the morgue take him away like 30 minutes ago. But I want to talk to you guys because it's fresh in my mind. And if you are not happy about where you're at right now, consider this. You woke up today. If you're hearing this podcast, guess what? You're awake. You're here. You're alive. Do something with your life. Do something. You have given the opportunity of life. And if you're wasting it on pointless things, if you're wasting it on something that's not going to benefit anyone or yourself in the future, consider your life as a gift. Because you never know. You never know when it will be taken away. It was tragic because we weren't expecting the loss of Pastor Heber. I was told that he was at church the night before. He gave a message. He hung out with the youth. He had fun with the youth for a while. And he went home, and God decided to take him away. Took him home. Took him with him. that to me is shocking, guys, because you cannot be bitter. You cannot be bitter because you're awake. You cannot be bitter because you woke up today and you're still here with your loved ones. And if you have time available, which is what your life is, basically, it's just time that God has given you as a gift to really do and manifest the gifts that He has given you to involve them while you're here on earth. Do it. Do something that God has given you. My grandfather had the gift of speaking, had the gift of leading, of shepherding, of being an example. He had a gift to impact people's lives for God. And guess what Pastor Heber did? It's because of Pastor Heber. This is another topic as well. It's believing in people. Pastor Heber believed in people. He believed in me. He mentored me for a couple of years. I was at his church for 7 years, guys, and roughly 7 years. And he took me under his wing. He says, okay, Brian, you're very creative. You have a gift for leading people and directing people. You know what? Start a drama department. I'm like, really? Cool. Okay. Got a team together, and we sketched up our first drama ever. And guess what? He allowed me to use his church and invite people over from all over. And he said, you know what? I'll send the message out to other churches, our sister churches. Let other people know. Let the community know. We'll make it as an outreach event too. Why not? Let the whole, you know, city know that you're doing an event. I'm like, oh, cool. It's a little, you know, little cute play that we did while we were young. And, you know, we did it. And guess what? People heard about it. They came over. And we thought it was a one-night thing. It ended up being a three-day thing, a three-night theatrical, you know, show at the church. And we filled it up where we had to do two shows every night. He believed in me. He believed in me. He gave me the room to work. And he said, Brian, go at it. And not only that, but he allowed my brother and my sister to lead worship at that church for so many years. After I left, my brother and my sister took over, and they just did it. And then they nourished it, and they taught others. It's literally that little seed of believing in somebody that can leave such a huge impact that would impact others. Because of Pastor Heber, it impacted my life. It impacted the people around me. It impacted others to do what I did. And guess what? When I left, a little boy took over. Well, he's not a little boy anymore, but he took over. He did his own play. In fact, he did it for, I think, two or three times. Yeah, he did two, three once every year. So he, all I'm trying to say, guys, is if you can just believe in somebody, if leave your mark on somebody, that's all you need to do to impact this world. That's your gift to humanity. And Pastor Heber left a huge gift in my heart, which was somebody believed in me, gave me the room to work. And guess what? Right now, even to this day today, I'm still practicing that art. That art of being creative, of being some of the things outside of the box. Someone that's not afraid to take a risk. So guys, do me a favor. Start believing in people. Stop being bitter and complaining about the things that you do not have, and take life as a gift, because at any moment God can choose to take it away, and you'll be leaving your rest of your afterlife in regret, because you were not practicing the gift that God has given you. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a gift, guys. You just have to embrace it, make it known, and practice it. Again, my sympathy to the family. We love you so much. And Pastor Heber, we are going to miss you. We're going to love you. And I am grateful for the fact that you believed in me and allowed me to do so much that today I am still practicing all that you've once allowed me to show many years ago. Thank you all for hearing this. Sorry if it was a little bit emotional, but I wanted to speak to all of you. This is my way of venting and, you know, kind of getting my thoughts out there. So enjoy your day, guys, and please do something with the time that you have been given. Remember, every day is a gift. Just do something with the gift that you have. Catch me next time, guys. Thank you so much.